What do you say to young people who say, you know, I've tried reading the King James and it's so difficult? Of course, they don't criticize Shakespeare, but they'll criticize the King James. What about these different translations? I know the nearly inspired, I mean, the NIV has like 17 verses missing. What should people do when it comes to different translations?
Well, you know, you can set up a, let's call it a grade here. Let's see, what I recommend is if a person's going to read the Bible, they, you know, first choice, in my view, is get something that is a literal translation. Because with the literal translation, even though a pastor is, you know, paraphrasing when he's preaching, you can check it out. You can check him out because you're looking for the, you know, whether you don't have to know Greek or Hebrew, but there are enough kinds of materials out there that you can check a person out. But nevertheless, the words, if it's a literal translation, he better stay pretty close to that, even in his interpretation and so on. Then you move out to the, you know, it's kind of a subjective trail. You move out to the NIV or to a dynamic equivalence in which it's kind of interpretation by a committee. Then you move out to a paraphrase, you know, like the Message, which is the worst example I could possibly think of. Eugene Peterson has just trashed the Word of God. Anyway, listen, all these things I'm saying, if people want to either write to us or call us at the Berean Call, we will send you the information about this. I'm trying not just to spout this stuff out, but this is stuff, Tim, you know, Dave is an impeccable researcher, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have the documentation, we have the presentation on this. But to answer your question, we're moving into the realm of subjectivity, and especially with the Message by Eugene Peterson, which has now become the popular so-called Bible of the seeker-friendly, seeker-sensitive, or the emerging churches, because to him it's more about art. It's more about, you know, having artistic license with what God says.